Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
We're just under a month away. Can you believe it? You guys have been doing this character concern stuff for 6 months or more. I know you and Chris have been doing a great job of that. We'll get to your guys' mock draft from last week in the Chiefs Red Half Hour. But a month out, what's the biggest concern still remaining for you? Because I think it's pretty simple. I think it is absolutely the defensive line, Bink. I get it. George Karloftis is still here. Chris Jones is still here. They signed, I think, a very effective signing in a nose tackle in Tonga. But who's opposite Karloftis? They got a couple young guys that showed promise in Gelati, Norman Lotz coming off an injury. Fine, but who's the other piece other than waiting to spend it at number 9 that you think you can rely on to at least be a, I'm not saying a double-digit sack guy, but can he be a 6 sack guy? That individual is not on the roster yet. Now, could it be a Cam Jordan and they address this before free agency? Fine. There's some other veterans out there, but I think the number one concern, number one priority still remaining, whether it's free agency or draft, for me at least, is defensive line. And it was number one, by the way, when free agency began.
Sure. I see it as the, and people aren't going to like to hear it, but I think it's going to be by committee. You know, like no one likes to hear running back by committee, because Chiefs have done this in the past. And I'm glad you mentioned Omar Norman Lott, because that is the forgotten guy. This guy led college football in quarterback pressure rate his last year at Tennessee. There's a reason why he was drafted the second round. I think when people look at the line, and I get it, he's on the interior and on the outside, and the Chiefs tried to put on too much weight on him last year. Remember, he got up to 315. I know Chris and I were hard on that, on the character concerns. Like, this isn't what he does. He plays lighter, and that's what helps him get to the quarterback, but he'll be coming back. So this is, and bringing Tonga in through free agency, I think, is big, because he can play the nose. So you're not asking Omar Norman Lott to do that. So that is a big addition that you basically didn't have last year. So don't forget about him. But by committee, and I say that because you go back to 57, Super Bowl 57 and 58, the Chiefs were second in the league in sacks. That's the one thing people don't realize, like how good they were at getting to the quarterback without stars, because that was the biggest concern before that year they beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl. Not the second one, the first one. The biggest concern through camp is who's going to get to the quarterback. I'll never forget it. People were talking about that.
Right. And then Chris Jones was 3 years younger, two years younger.
The Chiefs finished second in the NFL in sacks. And you know how they did it? By committee. They got it from the edge. They got it from the interior, from Chris Jones, whether he's interior or playing 7 technique or 3 technique. They got it from both. It was the timely inside linebacker blitzes from a Nick Bolton. You know, it wouldn't be much. Maybe one or two here. A Leo Chanel sack here and there.
Because who can you count on?
Safety sacks and corner sacks. It was by committee. Would I rather see them get edge? 100%. Do I think that guy exists in the top 10? No. Do I think you can get good 6 or 7 sack guys? Picking 29th, I do think it's a priority. In our last mock, there's 9 picks of the Chiefs, 5-0 we went defense, and it getting to the quarterback was a priority. I still think it's a huge hole for the Kansas City. I think there's 3 glaring holes right now. Defensive line is obviously one of them, getting to the quarterback. The other one's corner. You lose McDuffie and Jalen Watson. Yeah, you have Noel Williams. Noel Williams is great. We loved Noel Williams last year, but that is a concern for the Chiefs, which in this draft – they will be able to do it, because they do damage at corners and defensive backs in the draft. And I think wide receiver right now on paper It is the weakest position group in the National Football League. I don't think you can look at the Chiefs' defensive line and the edge rushers and say it's the weakest group in the NFL, but I think you can look at the receivers and clearly say that's the weakest unit in the NFL. It's also the cheapest unit in the NFL.
It is the cheapest,
So cheapest unit, weakest unit. They didn't address wide receiver through free agency, and I get that because you don't want to pay $29 million a year from an Alec Pierce. Juwan Jennings is going to command in the $20 million too when he finally signs, but I think he's asking way too much. That's why he's still
the longer he's out there, the price is going down.
It's going to go completely down. But unless they do it in the draft, which Andy Reid would have to change his philosophies on what he does with rookie receivers, I get that. Or you make a trade for one. But that's the only way this wide receiver room is going to get big. I think they need to not just draft one, but draft multiple wide receivers in this year's draft. It needs to be a priority.
Yeah, defensive line, they can, much like some of these other positions, I think they can address still in free agency and actually have somebody that has an impact. Like whatever wide receiver they sign, if it's not Juwan Jennings, I don't know how much of an impact that receiver is going to have at this point in time. Whereas a defensive lineman, I keep saying Cam Jordan, cause he's a guy that's got a track record.
He's also a guy that makes a ton of sense.
Yeah. He's also not Calais Campbell, who's 42 years old or whatever.
You know, 38.
Cam Jordan there's a big difference between 42 years old and 37 or 38 for an NFL defensive lineman. And credit to Calais Campbell.
He's
playing
good,
playing at a high level still.
What a bit of a good trade deadline deal.
Pretty impressive, Bink. But when we think about the wide receiver spot, as much as I agree with you about it being weak, so much of this is dependent on Rashee Rice and whether or not he is going to be available this year. Let's say he is, and I tell you that it's Rice, Worthy, and I don't care which receiver you think at nine, whether it's Tate or Lemon, Tyson, whoever your guy is. If all of a sudden it's that 1-2-3 plus Tyquan Thornton plus one other veteran, let's call it, and hell, Jalen Royals as the sixth or fifth receiver, whatever. Like that's actually, if Rice is available and that's how it plays out, I actually don't think that's a terrible setup, knowing that Travis Kelce is back, knowing that you got more explosive with Kenneth Walker. The defensive line part is worrisome for me because you have Karlaftis Jones, who is a year older. Tonga will help Chris Jones in the interior a little bit. But on the other end, like someone mentioned Felix Anudihi-Uzomah. Look, come on. You cannot count on him. I'm not even sure if he makes the roster. I've been saying that for a couple months. So even if he makes it, best case scenario, he gets you two or three sacks this year. 3.5, let's call it. I think he had a couple the year before the injury and everything. That's why I think defensive line, to me, I would almost rather at this point, if they do not sign Cam Jordan, then at 9 or 29 or a trade scenario has to be defensive line, even more so than wide receiver for me.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's still a big hole. But here's the one thing I'll look at with the wide receiver room. I think Rashee Rice has gotten to the category where you don't actually pencil it in. You don't Sharpie it because you don't know.
Well, definitely,
it is the biggest unknown. So I think you build your wide receiver room not expecting that because you know what you have. And don't fall in the trap, too, of the receivers that look good in St. Joe. Because the last 2 years, people are like, oh, those receivers are fine. And then you get to the regular season, and guess what happens? 2 years ago, Hollywood Brown hurt in the first preseason game. Rashee Rice hurt game 4. And all of a sudden, your undersized wide receiver is now asked to be your number one in Xavier Worthy and Andy Reid, not the best track record with rookie wide receivers. So the receiver room looked good. And I kept saying, oh, look at these wide receivers. Looks good on paper. Yeah, it looks good in St. Joe. But then when you get to the regular season, and I think the Chiefs have put themselves in the hole at wide receiver. And I think that happens when last year you just throw one dart in the fourth round at Jalen Royals. Because Jalen Royals needed to do something for the Chiefs last year. They were in a situation where they knew Rice was going to be suspended. Like, that was not a mystery. They knew it was going to happen.
Right.
And yet, that was their choice at wide receivers with Jalen Royals in the fourth, when they desperately needed one. And they didn't go bring in. I mean, yeah, Tyquan Thornton was already on the practice squad and stuff like that. And we joke about the Keenan Allen and things like that. But a guy like that was still sitting out there all summer. He didn't sign with the Chargers until training camp started. But they didn't bring in, you know, that Mike Evans, Keenan Allen type guy. Right. They didn't do that and dress it. They addressed it through the draft, and it didn't work out. But they have let this wide receiver room by only drafting one, like a Sky Moore, then a Rice, then a Jalen Royals, not multiple wide receivers.
Doesn't that speak, though, to the other areas where they have whiffed at times? The reason why they've continued to have to put resources in offensive tackle is because up until maybe now with Josh Simmons, unless there's more to the story we don't know, I think they finally did find their left tackle,
they
by the way.
Depth.
But they have had to devote top-tier resources to O-line, and this is why I've said throughout the offseason, I don't want them spending pick 9 or 29 on an offensive lineman. I want to take advantage for the first time in, 3 years, Bink. They don't really have to spend a top-tier pick on an offensive lineman. Look, they can draft one at 40. I don't care.
Are you sold on Jalen Moore being your right tackle?
For this year, not long-term.
Are you sold on that? Because that's the way it's going to be. He, like,
his technique. His
tackles are right tackles. The best tackles in this draft are right tackles.
Yeah,
but you have to be sold on Jalen Moore.
Yeah, his technique was questionable last year, if you believe some of those film breakdown guys that were circulating throughout the season. For Jalen Moore, I think the Chiefs will answer that, by the way, very evidently with their actions. If they spend a ninth overall pick on a tackle, it tells us all we need to know about Jalen Moore. But they also probably do need to draft one at some point. One, because Moore's only on a one-year deal, and they don't really have a ton of depth. I know everybody fell in love with Pole or whatever, but the guy...
Wanye Moore is still floating out there.
He didn't even make the team out of camp last year, so let's put that in perspective. So I think...
And Chuba Godrick didn't play college football.
Yeah, not a lot of experience there. So to answer your question, I just don't want them spending the ninth overall pick on an offensive lineman in a year where, to me, they don't actually have to do that.
Because with Kingsley being a second rounder and then Simmons in the first, they spent some high draft capital on offensive line going forward, but it is still an area they do need to address. Is that offensive line, because what they have, so it's more of a position of depth at this point, unless you're saying we have to get a right tackle.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit BADASS.bank.
Member FDIC.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.